This is the Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. Hello.
Yo!
We got a feel-good story we'll share coming up about a villain.
What?
Who's actually a good guy. We found this story yesterday. I just want to share that with you. A little, little bright spot at the end of the hour. But and we'll also get back to school and the classes that you would fail if you had to go back anywhere from junior high to high school. But right now, Drew, I have to tell you about the moment where I could have been arrested yesterday.
I like to know, because I figure that you would never have any type of run-in with police ever.
Oh, no.
Because you're a square bear.
Total square bear. So yesterday, we're sitting in the orientation number 2 of 4 that we have to go to this year for back to school. It's in the gym at the junior high, which junior high notoriously is the worst grades you could possibly ever go through. Just walking on campus makes me like feel
really
icky.
I love junior high.
Oh, I hate it. There's two types of people. People who liked it and people who hated
it.
Because junior high is where it really starts to get like where you realize you're just not in the in crowd.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, we're sitting there and we're killing time and I'm pulling up my phone because I'm trying to pull up Angelina's stuff because Angelina's going to be going to a different junior high that's 6th through 8th. I need to send my niece the address. I pull up the stuff on the Wikipedia because I'm trying to find the website. And right now, I have a shared data plan. This is important news. I have a shared data plan with my junior high kid because she got a phone going into junior high and she used up all the damn data.
Whoa, what?
Okay, she used it all up because she's been on summer.
She's not using the Wi-Fi at home or what?
She was traveling with her dad. In our car, we have Wi-Fi, thanks at Dina's, and not in her dad's. So she used up all the Wi-Fi. We got 14 days left in the billing cycle. This is important news because this means that my content loads slowly.
Mm.
So I'm on the Wikipedia because that's the one that it pulled up. It shows the school website. I click the website. I go about talking because I know it's going to take 13 minutes for it to load.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I know this. And why, Skip, do you not get more data? Because I'm trying to teach her the value of money. I am cheap, and she needs to know that not all things are unlimited.
Y'all, the reasons are multifaceted.
Yeah. I told her yesterday when she was trying to talk me into it, this is why you carry a book. Don't keep your face in a phone.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So anyway.
<You're>
I hit the website from the Wikipedia that should have gone to the school she's going to.
Right.
I put it kind of down. I look down and I am at a Chinese porn site.
What? How did that even happen?
I don't know. But all the letters are, it's all Chinese characters. And there is porn on my phone, which is up like this. It's boobies. It's women.
And everyone's all around
and
you.
And I am on bleachers in the junior high gym.
Dude. How did it even happen?
I saw it and I was like, no! In my butt. And so I'm like trying to close it up. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, did something hack my phone? Like, who would have done this? Like, there's kids going to this. There's me going to this. I've never, ever gotten duped into going to a porn site. Ever.
How?
I don't know, but I'm afraid to go back and check it. Like, just telling you right now makes me uncomfortable. Look. I ain't here to judge you going to porn sites. I'm more afraid of people hacking my phone and then the fact that it's a porn site popping up on my phone and I'm the new stepmom at the new junior high.
Yeah, we might need to figure this out because I have no idea.
Go
how
do
that
it
is.
on your computer.
No, I'm not. No. You know what I did? I downloaded the Face app because you told me to for the old pictures. And then literally 4 hours later, there was a confirmed Russian hack in that app, and you specifically told me you want me to download it and not you. No way. Somehow my phone's fine. My phone's going good.
Dude, I want to report the link, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, so this is.
So we could do it from here.
Well,
I mean,
risky.
I don't care.
Risky.
Dude, they used to pull up porn sites all the time.
When we also did not have what we have now, nice studios and free range to be who we are. We used to have to do the worst things, man. I can't go back to that time, Skip. I regurgitate gas. I can't go back.
But so everybody wants to, like, so we have people on Instagram going, okay, first of all, to the guy who said it's in Chinese, they won't know what it is. Look, naked woman bodies are the same across all languages.
On my phone, and I don't know if this is going to help or not, but this is what I do. So on my phone,
I went and cleared my history and deleted the website.
So I have two different web browsers. One I specifically use for that stuff if I want to watch porno. Okay. And that hardly ever gets opened, right? But everything is in that one web browser. And if anything pops up, I immediately go to the tabs and close them all out. So you want to get rid of them immediately. Okay. You don't want to click on anything. You just want to get rid
of it. So I opened it, and then I closed it immediately. So anyway.
But did you get rid of the tab?
Yes.
Or is it still lingering there?
No, I got rid of the tab, and then I also went into my Safari search history and cleared it there, like deleted the page, because you can still go into your Safari and pull up pages you looked at.
Oh, because you were using Safari. But, so, yeah.
So
this is the page.
This is it. This is where I clicked.
This is the page?
This is it. There it is again!
What is it
That's
doing?
What's going on? It's back!
Dude, they got you.
It's...
How is it... Maybe someone should tell the school.
I know. Look. Like, it's all... Look it! This is what
popped
up.
Dude, someone needs to tell the school, because whoever set up that link, if you think... that link... Here, go back to the page. Go back to the page. The Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's it. That's the school.
Someone needs to tell the school that their website... One of their kids... One of the kids did that.
They went in there and edited that.
They did that on Wikipedia. Someone did that. Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
And I found it.
To that kid, I know I shouldn't, but come on. That was a good troll, dude. He did it good. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Maybe it's a she.
Let's be fair. It's probably not. Okay. I would say there's maybe a 5% chance it's a she. It's most likely he. You know why? Because not only is it porno, but it's like the Asian porn. And like.
Oh, my God.
What?
Let's call the school this morning and see if we can record it.
Oh, no. We're going to get in trouble.
No, we're going to do a public service.
Okay, let's go.
It's the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here. Drew over there. Hello.
Yo.
Drew, I'm low-key panicking, okay? I'm panicking right now. So I did what I do when I panic, and I called Brett.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
You just panic and call Brett?
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Okay, babe. So remember yesterday when I was horrified sitting at the school and the porn popped up on my phone because I was looking up Angelina's school on Wikipedia?
Yes, you mean the Chinese masseuse porn or something like that.
Yeah. So I thought maybe it was just my phone got hacked or something, or maybe I hit the wrong website or whatever, right? So I did what I should do, and I used the work computer to double check. And babe, Drew, tell us what we found.
We use Google Translate.
Because we went to the link that I used yesterday, and it's the same site.
It is a sex recruitment website in which...
Whoa.
People are recruited for sex work.
Is that legal?
I'm pretty sure
probably not.
I'm pretty sure it's not legal to post on a junior high Wikipedia page. So what we figured out is that some kid must have pulled this prank, right? But here...
Yeah, I mean, holy smokes. That's a heavy topic to run into, you know?
Well, it's a junior high, right?
Yeah.
So it's an eighth grader probably leaving the school.
That did it.
That changed the link at the end of his tenure at said school.
So what I tried to do was call the school because I feel like
we
compelled
to tell them.
But I don't know if this is how I want to be introducing myself as a parent. By the way, I found the sex site that's on your school site.
Yeah, you got some porn. You got a porn problem.
They didn't answer the phone.
Oh, gosh. I would just maybe steer clear. Is there a way you can send, like, an anonymous email saying, hey, you guys might want to check this out? I don't know.
I feel as though you should let him know, because this is like...
And I look super smart.
Yeah, I found the link that no one's found, or maybe a lot of people find it, but they think that they got hacked. I feel like the best outcome of all of this is, one... You can rest assured that you're not hacked.
Okay, that was my big thing.
Yeah, this is not a hacky thing. But why not call him and tell him? Because you would be looked at as like a hero. You saved it. You could just like let it go. The only problem you may face is if they think you're it's a prank, or like you are pranking them. Like, oh yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
But I took video of it, babe. I took video of me following the website links. So I just wanted to clarify. I was telling Drew, like, I felt like the horrible step parent at the seventh grade recruitment, because I'm loading up my phone and Chinese porn sites pop up, but I'm not.
And the best part was we're sitting in the bleachers, which are like high to low, right? We're sitting about three quarters of the way up, so everybody that's sitting behind us potentially could see exactly what you were searching for.
I would have looked for sure. If like someone set down their phone and I could see the screen, I for sure would have looked.
Thanks, babe. Just remember, you married
You're
this.
You're welcome.
You married this. All right, thanks.
Hey, can we just blame Generation Y? Is it Y?
I don't know.
Goddamn Generation Y and their porn links.
Right now, everybody's like, hey, yo, Skip, what's that school? What's that school? We want to look up that link.
Yeah.
It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Every once in a while, the show writes itself.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those times.
So if you're just tuning in this morning, you were following on Instagram Live, my kid's website for the school from Wikipedia is going to a Chinese porn site, and I feel compelled. Maybe I'm the buzzkill. Maybe
you're
I'm
buzz
no fun.
Yeah.
But we felt compelled to make a phone call this morning to the school.
Morning. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling, this is kind of random. I'm calling from a radio station, so calls are recorded, but the school's anonymous. I was at your guys' Wikipedia page yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a kid that's going to be starting there. And your Wikipedia page links to a Chinese sex worker page.
Okay, uh-huh. I got a call from a parent. She searched through Bing, and she said a very similar thing. So then there's a link on Wikipedia, like it's just like.
Yeah. So if you just go to the wiki page for the school, and we're on, I've used Safari on my phone because how I found this was, I was on Safari at my other junior high's orientation, and I click the link, and then my phone populated with porn. Yeah. So anyway, it's through Safari, and then I just checked it on Firefox and Google Chrome. So it's everywhere. You guys need to go to your Wikipedia page and edit that, because it says the school. It looks like the website, but someone changed the link to this one.
Okay, and it's on all browsers. Safari.
It's everything. It is got to be changed on the Wikipedia page. So I don't know if it was a student or a parent or whatever, but it's linking through everything to that.
I'm just curious, because I'm not familiar with like that kind of stuff. Like, can anyone just go in there and
edit?
Change it?
Let me ask my co-host. Go ahead.
Yes. So how Wikipedia works, it's open source. So anyone can go. So the working theory between me and Skip here is that it is probably a prank one of the students may have pulled as they're exiting. Okay.
Yeah, because I got a call from a parent too, and it was through the search engine through Bing.
I'm an incoming parent too, and I didn't want to be the one that called to tell you this, but it's so nice to meet you. You'll meet my sixth grader tomorrow.
All right, I'll add this to the. We need to take care of this.
Thank you. That poor woman's like, I hate back to school.
I know. What you couldn't see is me in the background as Skip. As Skip, as she answers the phone, Skip's like, hi. And I'm literally covering my mouth so I'm not hysterically laughing, because the situation is so weird.
I am so glad I'm not the first parent.
You aren't. We learned
But this, Drew, this brings me to something I think we really need to think about.
What's that?
And that is, we don't need to worry about AI taking over or messing us up, okay? You know, don't get the computers too smart. We've just seen the kids are smarter than us.
Don't get the kids too smart.
We've
got to keep it right here.
The kids.
Right in the middle.
The kids are way too smart. They got all the technology, and they are pulling the fast ones on the adults right now.
And look, I don't want to be the one to like co-sign bad behavior, but if this is not one of the best pranks I've ever seen just play out for itself, they did a really good job and they definitely deserve one of these. Single solitary clap.
But you're grounded anyways.
Yeah, but you're grounded. No more computer for you, Kyle.
You're up 104. No, that's definitely an Aiden.
That's an Aiden.
That's an Aiden.
That's an Aiden.
That's a Jaden. And Jayden. It's spelt weird. It's a Jason with a Y or an I. I don't know.
Oh, it's good.
Corbin.
It's a Corbin.
It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. The calls, they're coming in, Drew.
They are.
228-1041 is the number.
Is this Skippy?
Yep.
I just heard your little sketch about the WikiLink.
Yeah, who's this?
The Wikipedia. My name's Joseph.
Okay.
It's not a Corbin. It's probably a Kyle that likes to shotgun, is learning to shotgun monsters and punch drywall.
You know
that's
what?
That's what I'm thinking.
So I was thinking that. I'm glad you called up. So I was thinking that. But then I got this message on the DMs because we hadn't posted a thread about it. And I think I figured out the name, but for the efforts of, keeping this anonymous to not call someone out, I think I figured out the name. Yeah. Can I read you this message?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
It says, clicking links on Wikipedia, ? I would lick the handle of a Jell-O salad serving spoon at the buffet of a Sunday evening of kids eat free during flu season before I would trust a Wikipedia page.
Very specific.
P.S. It's not the school's page. Yes. Thank you, Captain Obvious. We are aware.
That's what the whole bit's
we
about.
We are aware.
It's that. So, Skip, click Z.
You know what? I'm so glad you guys did that this morning because being a parent of going into kindergarten and he's a nerdy, dorky gamer, and then I got a preschooler.
Dude, beware.
Who's the baby, and he's still a little babyish. He likes to, when he goes to the bathroom, he likes to not just pull down his pants, but he likes to wear his pants on his head.
Okay, he's a fun kid. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and in 3 short years, he's gonna be editing Wikipedia pages.
Oh my God! Don't even start with me.